Much of Vancouver Island awoke under warning snow could accumulate 10 to 20 centimeters, with snow squalls producing locally heavy snow on February 3 and 4, said Environment Canada. In Greater Victoria, this has led to highway and road closures, campus closures and warnings issued for drivers. Here's what's happening across the Greater Victoria region. How roads have been affected. The Trans-Canada Highway has been reopened after it was closed to allow for crews to clear snow and multiple collisions. We have had multiple collisions reported today, said a post by the RCMP. With the icy road conditions, please take extra time and precaution getting to your destination. West Shore RCMP also warns drivers to avoid roads between 6 Mile and Helmkin Roads. Northbound traffic is extremely backed up as crews addressed multiple accidents in the area late Monday, February 3, morning. The Weather Network has also indicated that the Malahat may receive up to 30 centimeters of additional snowfall. Drive BC warns of slippery sections and wintry conditions on the Malahat Drive portion of the Trans-Canada Highway. A chain check is in effect, with commercial trucks requiring chains. Drivers similarly face compact snow on the Pat Bay Highway from Saanich through to the ferry terminal, where travelers face delays with one ferry down potentially for the day. The Saanich Police Department issued a safety warning as a result of the snow, urging residents to stay home if possible, and if drivers choose to travel, they should have the correct winter equipment, such as winter snow tires. City districts remind people to use caution when driving or walking and allow extra time for travel as snow is expected to continue through the day across the region. If you must travel, plan extra time for your journey, expect delays and ensure your vehicle is equipped with supplies, including food, water, blankets and whatever you need for pets, said the Ministry of Transportation and Transit in a press release. It's also a good time to be reminded that some routes, including the Malahat, require winter tires for all vehicles from October 1 until April 30. This South Coast map shows where winter tires are needed. Schools and colleges. Camosun College in Saanich closed both campuses as of noon. While classes were in session, the Greater Victoria School District cancelled all evening rentals for February 3. Schools were open in Saanich and Souk districts, with all three reminding families to use caution when driving or walking and allowing extra time for travel as snow was expected to continue through the day across the region. Other important info. The Capital Regional District closed Thetis Lake and Souk potholes parks due to the snow. All CRD curbside recycling pickups were also cancelled for the remainder of the day. The City of Colwood cancelled its Planning and Land Use Committee scheduled for February 3 evening because of the expected snow and to ensure the safety of staff and participants. A new date will be announced in the near future. The District of North Saanich also cancelled both its meetings planned for Monday, February 3, evening. Agenda items scheduled for the regular meeting of Council will be deferred to meetings on February 10 or February 24. The Municipal Hall will remain open to the public, but we recommend avoiding unnecessary visits if possible, said a social media post by the district. Two rounds of heavy snow are expected. Roughly 5 centimeters of snow is predicted for the region during Monday afternoon, with another potential 10 overnight. The temperature is expected to stay steady near -2°C with a wind chill of -9. Tuesday could see flurries with 5 to 10 centimeters of snowfall through the day with a high of 2°C and a wind chill of -9°C in the morning.